Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, Learn English with News. It's Wednesday the 20th of March and today's news story is about some disagreements amongst Sri Lankan astrologers. But before I tell you what they are arguing about, let's take a look at the keywords from today's episode. So just three words or phrases for you to listen out for. See if you can understand these words based on the context. And we'll come back to them at the end to look at the definitions and how I use them. We start with a verb. Back. B-A-C-K. To back. Listen out for this one used in the passive voice. To be backed. What does that mean? Next, another verb. Squabble. What a beautiful verb. Squabble. The spelling is S-Q-U-A-B-B-L-E. Squabble. And finally, a phrase. To go up in flames. What does it mean if something literally or metaphorically, could be either of those things, goes up in flames? Okay, those are the key words. We'll come back to them all at the end. Here is today's news story. When deciding on the best date for an important event, maybe a wedding or another kind of celebration, what importance do you give to the actual date? Of course, we often think about what else is happening on that day. You don't want to organise your wedding on the same day as someone else's wedding. But for some people and cultures, the date means more than just random numbers. In Sri Lanka, government-backed traditional astrologers are given the responsibility of deciding the best dates for New Year rituals. But for the upcoming Sinhalese New Year, they can't unanimously agree on the most suitable days to hold New Year's celebrations. Experts have been squabbling over possible misinterpretations of the position of stars and warning of disaster if the wrong dates are chosen. Astrologers are hugely influential in Sri Lanka and are often consulted by the island's Buddhist and Hindu communities about the best dates to have weddings, make business deals, and even national elections. But a group of 42 astrologers employed by the country's Cultural Affairs Ministry are divided over the best day to hold New Year's celebrations. Ananda Senavaretne, the spokesperson for the New Year Auspicious Time Committee, said, "We discussed very deeply. After a lot of deliberations, we finalised the auspicious time through a majority decision. And so it was decided that the celebrations would begin on the night of 13th April. But not everyone was satisfied with the choice, with one of the astrologers, Roshan Chanaka, declaring that it was the wrong date and would lead the country to disaster. He said that Sri Lanka would go up in flames if the official times are followed. Let's hope that Chanaka is wrong and Sri Lanka can enjoy the start to their new year." And that's today's news story. Okay, so a really interesting news story. What importance do numbers have on you in your life? Do you have some lucky numbers, unlucky numbers, or does it make no difference to you whatsoever? Okay, let's take a look at the keywords now, those three words that I gave you at the start. And the first was back. In Sri Lanka, government-backed traditional astrologers are given the responsibility of deciding the best dates for New Year rituals. So to back is to support. So it means that these astrologers are supported by the government. Okay, the next word, squabble. Experts have been squabbling over possible misinterpretations of the position of stars. So to squabble is to disagree or to argue. And the other word, well, it was a phrase, to go up in flames. So this is what Roshan Chanakha said. He said that Sri Lanka would go up in flames if the official times are followed. So this is quite a dramatic expression. And I think he's using it really metaphorically to mean to be damaged or destroyed in some way. So he's worried that Sri Lanka will be damaged by this decision. Okay, those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, the full transcript of today's episode and a comprehension quiz to test your understanding, they're both on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. If you're interested in joining, visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode, and I'll be back with another news story tomorrow.